When I like myself, I like all. That's what the voice of wholeness within me shares and teaches with me every moment of my life. When I like myself, I like all. When I'm happy with myself, I look around the world and I see everybody else is happy. Everybody in the world is happy because I like myself. And how do I like myself? How do I force myself to like myself, or train myself to like myself, or teach myself to like myself? How do I like myself? Well, I look at the world and I call it good. I look at my body and I say, wow, what a glorious body I have. How perfect it is. Every organ, action, function of my body is full, whole and perfect. Everything about me is wonderful. I am fantastic. I am glorious. I am wonderful. I am amazing. Yes. Now, Herb, you say things like that, that's sort of silly. Sure, isn't it silly? You say to a little child, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're good. Hey, you know how to do that. Come on, let's go do it now. You know how to do it. You're a sharp guy. Oh my goodness, you're a beautiful, intelligent little girl. You can walk any place and do anything. And we don't think we're strange in doing that. We think that's the most intelligent thing we can do with a child that can be done, is to tell that child how wonderful they are and how beautiful they are and how fantastic they are and how... And they're not doing that right now. Maybe they're not even leaning in that direction. But we know the principle. We know the principle. And as we speak the principle, as we live the principle, as we express the principle, everybody in our world lives that principle too. Everybody in our world expresses that principle too. That's why we say this to the little children, and we're not thought silly saying it. We say it to our sweetheart, to our loved one, and we say, oh, sweetheart, you're so fantastic. You're the most beautiful woman in the world. Wow! Or she says to her husband, I have the perfect husband. I have the man that all the world dreams of having as their partner, as their companion. I got you. I got you. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. Try that a little bit. Just try that on for size with your beloved and watch the sparkles come out. Watch the sparks come out and watch as the flame of love brightens and shoots forth and is so believable and so wonderful. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about is when I like myself, I like all. When I like all, I like myself. So, how do I begin to train myself to like myself in beneficial ways? So, if my mind is not fluent in some particular area, and I want it to be proficient in that area, I begin proclaiming that I am proficient in that area. Now, just for instance, say, a good one, I'm a good mathematician. And everywhere in school, I have not done well in math. My dad was not a good mathematician. My mom was not a good mathematician. My brothers and sisters hated math, and everybody found math distasteful. And then one day, I found this fabulous girl, and she said, sure, I'll go on a date with you. So we went to the movie. So we went to the picnic in the park. So we went for walks. And she was a marvelous mathematician. She loved math. And every time we were out together, she would be telling me how wonderful math is, what fun math is, and how she uses math for this, that, and the other thing, and how math is so exciting. And it doesn't take long. It doesn't take long at all, but in the first few days and weeks of our relationship, I became a math lover. I began to see in math a beauty, a charm, a joy that I had never seen before, because everyone in my world negated math. But my My girlfriend, she loved math. Her dad was a scientist. Her dad was a scientist in the NASA programming, and he was fantastic. And she just took to it naturally. And she loved physics, and she loved all of these things. And little by little, I found a love for it too. Now, it didn't make an Einstein out of me, but it did make a very happy mathematician out of me. And this can be true in any area. You may not like, well, many girls have no interest in a particular sport, but they get a boyfriend, and that boyfriend is very interested in that particular sport, like football. And so the girl says, okay, I'm going to go with this guy. He likes football. I'm going to find out what's so wonderful about football beside the fact that my boyfriend is playing football. And so she learns about it. She goes to the coach and she talks to him. She reads up about football in the different magazines and the different books. She learns all about football and she finds out, hey, football is quite interesting. It's interesting history behind it. Football has an interesting responsibility. It's playing by the game by the rules, and it's doing it so beautifully, and it's so utterly fantastic. It's just something so amazing and so wonderful. I love it, I love it, I love it. And pretty soon, she loves it. And she is even more interested in the game than her boyfriend is. But as she and her boyfriend go out and do things together, he may do the rough and tumble and chase after the ball, and she knows all the right things to say to him about it. She knows not to teach him. Never fall in that trap. Not to teach him. Just to show her interest in it. And her interest in him, in his ability to play the game. And as she has this interest in him and his ability to play the game, she has an interest in herself and her ability to understand the game, to know how it works. We all have this great ability within us. When I like myself, I like all. That's the voice of wholeness speaking in you and in me every moment of my life, saying to us that whatever we put our attention on, that's where the love comes through and the joy comes through and the peace comes through and the happiness comes through. And so, if I would like to like all, I don't always have a boyfriend or a girlfriend who incites me into their interest, but I can be interested in it on behalf of whomever, because I like all. And so if politics is something, if the environment is something, if the community is something, if the church is something, if the school is something, whatever the area may be, if I have an interest there and I have an interest in knowing how it functions and how it works, pretty soon I find I have a like for it. Now, I also may become opinionated about it, and that's something I want to be very careful of. Because if I like something, I like it unconditionally. And if I have an opinion about something, I am conditional. And then I start falling into the traps that are all around me. But when I'm unconditional and I like things, I'm unconditional about football. I'm unconditional about mathematics. And as I'm unconditional about these things, I get so excited how they function, how they work. The principle behind them, the law behind them, the way behind them that makes them come out and be something fantastic for itself and everybody else. It is truly marvelous. It is truly magnificent. It is truly something beyond imagination. But it is that way because I let the voice of wholeness speak through me. When I like myself, I like everything. And so as I let myself like myself, say, yeah, I'm a good guy. I'm a happy person. Yes, I have happy dreams. Yes, I have happy desires. Yes, I have happy visions. Yes, I look at the world and see it glorious and wonderful. Yes, I talk to little children and I say, you're fantastic, you're great. And I talk to their mothers and fathers and I say, yes, you're fantastic and you're great. and I talk to my aunts and my uncles and my cousins. I talk to my sisters and brothers and mothers and fathers. I talk to my teachers. I talk to my mentors. I talk to my associates. I talk to everybody in my world, and I say, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. Oh, you're wonderful. And lo and behold, when I like myself, I like all. And when I like all, what a wonderful, satisfying, fulfilling, magnificent world I live in by my choice. The voice of wholeness in me opens a door to all. Now it's up to me to walk through and say, I like myself. I like all in my world. Have a happy day. Like yourself in every single way, because you'll find that it really does pay. I love you. I love you. I love you.